Welcome. This is Michelle Moreland with Variety Radio Online. Today I'm excited to be talking to the beautiful and talented Jaina Lee Ortiz. She plays a detective in the new hit series Rosewood on Fox with a hidden talent in dance. She's a girl after my own heart. Welcome, Jaina.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. We're very excited. Rosewood's beginning to pick up some really good fans on our website, so we're really excited to bring you in here and kind of share some things with the fans. So tell our listeners, first of all, a little bit about Rosewood and your character.
So Rosewood is not your typical cookie-cutter procedural. You've got Morris Chestnut, who plays this charming, hot, sexy, intelligent private pathologist, and he teams up with my character, who's this badass detective, and together we solve crimes in Miami. Not only that, you've got, you know, the personal, everyone's personal lives. You know, Rosewood could die at any minute because he has ailments. V is trying to connect with her mother. Rosewood's sister Pippi is in a rocky relationship with her lover, fiance, TMI, and then, you know, we've got a lot of very interesting guest stars coming in the second half of the season, and it's basically the relationships that really that carry the show, aside from, you know, the different crimes every week. And then my character, I love her. She's everything that I've ever wanted to play in a character. She's tough, she's smart, she's sexy, she's strong, and, you know, she's not perfect. She has flaws like everyone else, but she has such a good heart, and she's very loyal. And she's also going through a difficult time with the passing of her husband. She's struggling through that, and she's also trying to succeed as a detective. And so, you know, we have such a great cast: Dominic Lombardozzi, Lorraine Toussaint, and Morris Chestnut. Obviously, it's been a very fun ride with everyone.
Yeah, it's great chemistry. You have your detective a little bit of an attitude, like you said, kind of that kick-ass bad girl vibe. Anything you pull from real life to kind of give that edge, because you're doing such a fabulous job in it. I love you in this role.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. Well, thank you for that very sweet comment. My dad is a homicide detective in the Bronx, New York. And he is still on the job. So that, having my dad as a detective really helped me out with this role. I basically called him up and asked him everything I needed to know. And I mean, I guess it was sort of just growing up with him being a detective. It was sort of in my nature. And, I've been to the precinct so many times. He's taking me on rides, you know, in the cop cars. And I've sort of just adapted to that sort of field. I mean, being a cop, I can't even imagine the things that he sees on a daily basis. But, he tries to give me little pointers every now and then, like how to talk to a suspect and how to handle this situation and, you know, so on and so forth.
That's cool. Did he also give you the pointers with holding the gun? And because sometimes you see an episode and you know they're holding it wrong. You're like, oh, no.
Everything,
you know, so,
yes. He actually sent me a side-by-side picture of me holding the gun incorrectly and then another one of me holding the gun correctly. And he's like, remember, you got to always, you know, I guess, you know, pay attention to your form. It's really important. You can't. So it just cracked me up because... And then, of course, he uses his detective skills. He knows everything that's going on with the show, all the new information that gets released. He knows before I do, and even before my representation knows. All the people on my team, I'm like, yeah, I already know because my dad told me 5 minutes ago. So he's quite the detective.
That's great. That's pretty cool. That's different. That's definitely a neat aspect to bring to, I don't know any other actor I've ever interviewed that said, you know, my dad's bringing all the edge to my show. So that's pretty cool.
That's basically what it is. And that's something that I mentioned at the audition. I just threw it out there. I said, oh, and by the way, my dad is a real homicide detective in the Bronx, you know, in case that'll help with the process.
With speaking about the technique, and I mean, you being kind of that bad girl vibe, but having that love and spirit, because you do betray both in the role. What do you feel like has been your biggest challenge? You know, because there's been some physical scenes. What has been your biggest challenge as far as the role? Has it been more the technical side or physical?
I think it's more. I think it's her personality that's more challenging. The physical stuff, I actually completely love. I'd rather do my own stunts. Mm. Every time my stunt double comes in and tries to do something for me, I tell the director, the producers, no, I got it. Just let me do it. And they're like, wait a second. We don't want you to get hurt. But I mean, I love personally, you know, I guess it's from my dance background. I just love anything that has to do with like a physical choreography or a fighting scene. Mm-hmm. And so that's the part that I love. The challenging part, I would say, is that, you know, maybe it isn't challenging, but you know, Via, she's a little stubborn, and I feel like I love the fact that she has somewhere to grow. And, you know, there's sort of like this, She's in the process of growth, and so in the beginning she's sort of this hard, edgy, no nonsense cop who sort of opens up to people and to everyone, you know, she meets, like with Rosewood. In the beginning she couldn't stand him. I guess not that much has changed, but she's slowly starting to build trust in him and having more respect for their relationship as it develops. So I think, yeah, I think it's her personality, because I'm not like that at all. And everyone on social media is like, why does Via have to be so mean? She's so mean. And, you know, that's not me. But I like her strength. That's one thing that definitely stands out.
That's cool. And you mentioned dance, and I mentioned that's a girl after my own heart. I'm on an older ladies dance team, and we compete. And I know how hard it is as an adult, being on a 40 and over dance team, how hard it is to take part of our lives.
Wow.
What was your dance career? Because you danced, yes, Picole, but with your dance
That's
profession,
amazing, first of all, that you're in a dance team. Wow, I give you props because,
yeah.
You know, it's, especially if you've never done it, but, you know, I grew up in dance companies,
yeah.
And so my first dance that I learned was salsa, and it was always salsa from 9 to about 21. And I mean, I did a little bit of hip hop, a little bit of jazz, no ballroom training that much, but it was always salsa. And my Spanish compared to my salsa is quite crazy. Cause, you know, when people ask me, you don't speak Spanish, I go, let me tell you something. I may not speak Spanish, but my salsa is perfect. So,
that's awesome.
You mean I could definitely, yeah, I feel so confident cause I've been doing it for so many years. It's like, I don't even have to think about it. And, I mean, you may see some salsa later on in the season. So that's going to
really
be exciting.
Awesome. And that's what I was kind of going to ask is, how that dance pulls, how it kind of built you as a character.
Well, growing up
and
having to, yeah, the dedication, having to rehearse for 3 to 4 hours, 4 days a week, it really instills, you know, dedication and rehearsal with my character. I noticed that as an actor, having to come on set very well prepared, it helps, and having that dance training and background just sort of like adapted into my acting preparation.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and it's fun, and it's like I get to perform again. And instead of the performance lasting for 3 minutes, it gets to last for a full 42 minutes on Fox.
No, that is, yeah, that's really good. The chemistry between you and Morris is amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Off the screen.
We have so much
awesome.
Fun with each other. It's not even funny. We're constantly laughing. And Morris is such a great team captain. He makes coming to set so much more fun. It's actually a dream cast. Like, I feel like every actor would feel lucky to have him, you know, as our little captain and leader. We always take pictures of each other when we fall asleep. I think I started it, but you know, we work such long hours. He gets sleepy at around 6:30, and so we have like this sleeping picture war where we snap pictures of each other when we're sleeping and we post them on social media. So that's been pretty fun lately. And we have a lot of fun. It's the same way it is, you know, on camera, how fun it is. It's the exact way off screen.
So tomorrow is a big day. So what can the fans expect?
Well, you know, the crimes are going to get more intense, but so are the relationships. And, you know, Rosewood doesn't do love triangles. We do love octagons. We have a lot of great guest stars coming.
That's awesome.
Nicole Ari Parker, Sherry Shepherd, Joy Bryant. Natalia La Rose makes an appearance. And, you know, I feel like Rosie and Via's relationship, too, goes in so many different directions. It's going to get pretty crazy, and things are going to get heated. It's going to get sexy, and I can't tell you too much because I don't want to spoil it. But it's going to be amazing. We also have Sam Huntington. He's the new pathologist that comes in later on and gives Rosie a little bit of competition. So that's going to be pretty amazing to watch.
Well, we're really excited. We have we have a lot of fans, like I said, starting to pick it up, and we've really been pushing it, and it's been a joy to watch. I do like that it's such a new twist on the typical detective CSI-type show, and so I really do enjoy that. And thank you for bringing such a wonderful, strong, beautiful character for women across the nation. You're doing a great job, and I love that. So.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I got to thank our creator, Todd Harthin, for creating such amazing characters, and you know, Fox for giving me the opportunity to play her. So thank you, and thank you for supporting and showing us so much love. I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. Well, thank you for today.
Thank you. Thank you. It was so much fun.